Prologue. April 30, 2006. Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Tell Jesse not to bother trying to come after me,
my mom says as she slips on a pair of boots, cramming the rest of her belongings into an old military duffel bag.
Won't do him no good. I ain't living like trash the rest of my life, you hear?
But Mama,
I whine. What about me? What about Scout?
You'll be fine until he gets home. Scout's napping and she's good for another 2 hours. He'll be home by then, wanting his supper on the table. So fucking predictable.
She shakes her head as if disgusted. I feel the tears well up in my eyes, not understanding how Mama can just take off like this, leaving her babies, as she likes to refer to us, even though I'm 13 years old and long gone from being a baby. But my half-sister Scout? She's only 4 years old. How will she get along without her mother?
What about after that? I press.
Oh, for crying out loud, September!
She snaps at me, while shoving her makeup bag into the duffel and closing it up.
I'll call your grandparents and let them know to come and get you, okay? I reckon Jesse will want to keep Scout, being that she's his and all. No telling where the hell that sperm donor of yours is these days. Still running from the law somewhere, I reckon.
She stops her frantic packing and takes a quick look around the bedroom to make sure she's not left anything important behind. Other than her two children.
Now listen, she warns, pointing her index finger at me. You don't tell Jesse nothing about the car that's waiting outside for me, you hear? You just tell him I left in a cab, and then I'll call him later on and let him know when your granny and pappy will be down to pick you up. That's all you tell him, understand?
I nod, the tears now spilling over and making a wet trail down my cheeks. She gives me a quick hug and kisses the top of my head.
You're a big girl, September. You'll be fine with Granny and Pappy until I can come for you. And I will. I promise you that. Once I get my divorce from Jesse down in Mexico, I'll come back for you. I'll try my best to wrestle Scout from him, but I don't hold out hope I can win that one. No matter. I'll have a brand new stepdaddy for you. One that makes lots of money and doesn't boss me around so damn much, keeping me on some budget. We won't live in a dump like this.
She finishes, looking around the trailer's one of two bedrooms.
No, sorry. We'll have a fine house in the city somewhere.
She hurries down the narrow hallway, blowing me one final kiss as she lugs the duffel bag outside of the trailer, letting the door slam loudly with the finality of her departure. As I peer through the mini blinds behind the front room sofa, I see the large black car waiting for her. She tosses her bag in the back and climbs into the front seat, moving close to the man who's driving. And then she's gone. Just like that. I hear Scout's whiny cry from the bedroom that we share. The slam of the door must have awoken her. I wait several minutes until she quiets back down again. The digital clock on the old VCR reads 2:37 p.m. I know that Jesse will be home at 4:30 sharp, just like he always is, and that he'll be expecting supper on the table, just like Mama said. I wipe the wetness from my cheeks and take a deep breath. Mama's right. It's time I act like a big girl, not a crybaby. I'll be 14 in September, practically an adult. I stroll to the fridge and take several potatoes out of the drawer and begin peeling them over the sink. I know how to boil and mash potatoes, so that's what I'll busy myself with to pass the time and figure out what to say when my stepfather gets home. I find some sausage links in the freezer and take them out to thaw. Mashed potatoes and sausage. I climb up on the countertop of the small kitchen and open the cupboard, pulling out a can of green beans. Mashed potatoes, sausage, and green beans. That's what we'll have for supper. Mama's made that plenty of times. Maybe I won't have to tell Jesse anything if supper's on the table when he gets home. Maybe he won't even ask right away. He'll figure she's down the way, talking with Miss Maybell, her friend who does her hair. I won't tell him any different until I have to. Jesse's gonna be pissed. I think about when Mama brought Jesse into our lives, and to be honest, it seems as if he's always been there.
I've always known he wasn't my daddy, only Scout's.
I was 6 when he came into my life. He's always treated me good, raising me like I am his and all. I mean, I don't call him dad or anything, and he's never asked me to. But still, I recognize that he's the boss.